personality won out over experience in the Haines Borough Assembly's decision of who to hire as the next borough manager. In a 4-2 vote, the Assembly backed William Bill Seward for the job. Seward is a soon-to-be-retired Coast Guard veteran who grew up in Alaska. He was chosen over Mark Corrette, the candidate some borough staff strongly supported. Turnover has plagued the top borough job for years. Haines has seen 13 permanent and interim managers in about as many years. This time around, the Assembly paid $27,000 plus expenses for a search firm to lead the hunt for candidates. It culminated Saturday when four finalists interviewed in person with the Assembly, borough staff, and a citizens group. The two candidates who rose to the top were Bill Seward and Mark Corrette. Seward is director of auxiliary and recreational boating safety at a Coast Guard base in Miami.
You know, I was groomed, you know, by the Coast Guard with core values. Honor, respect, and devotion to duty. Those are our core values, and that's what I'll bring to this job.
Seward said he's pursuing this job because he desperately wants to move home to Alaska. He's originally from Kodiak and is of Tlingit descent. He said his budgeting and leadership experience in the Coast Guard will translate well into his first local government job.
One of the keys of being a good leader is making sure that the person at the lowest level knows what's going on. And you got to be transparent. You got to be an open book and not keep secrets.
Seward has spent 28 years in the Coast Guard. Fellow finalist Mark Corrette has worked about the same amount of time in town administration, economic development, and planning jobs. He is currently director of administrative services in Hillsborough County, Florida. Corrette talked about his experience trying to resolve community conflict over government decisions.
People don't fear change, they fear loss. So you have to get to that. You got to figure out, okay, we're describing some future component. You're an important player, you're a stakeholder in this issue. What is it that you're fearful that you're going to lose? How can we mitigate that?
Corrette said he's ready to take the next step in his career and lead a local government.
I've been preparing for this my entire career. This is, you know, being a manager is a pinnacle of that. I also think I have the right temperament and the patience and willingness to work through issues.
After the interviews, some of the Assembly and Citizens Group members praised Corrette's experience, but questioned his confidence and leadership, saying he seemed nervous. A few borough staff members who also interviewed Corrette defended him. They said, just because someone is quiet or introverted doesn't mean they lack the confidence and skills to do the job. Here's Borough Finance Director Gila Stewart.
There's only one candidate that I interviewed with today that I won't, my shoulders won't slump over, and if I find out that they're our new manager.
Stewart said Corrette is the only finalist who wouldn't face a steep learning curve. As for Seward, the citizens group and most Assembly members said he seemed compassionate, humble, and that he would fit in to Haines. Here's Assemblyman George Campbell.
He's got a very high level of integrity.
Yeah,
and you can deal with a lot of stuff, but when a guy is straight up and you can believe what he's telling you and you don't have to worry about the integrity of it, it takes a lot of pressure off when you're trying to make decisions.
But some people said Seward's answers seemed textbooky. Here's Assemblyman Ron Jackson.
A lot of what I heard, it felt like it was just what we should have been hearing from him, and I had the question of whether he was really authentic.
The Assembly went into executive session to make a decision. After more than an hour, they opened the doors and made a motion to offer the manager contract to Seward. It passed 4-2, with Campbell, Diana Lapham, Mike Case, and Tresham Gregg voting yes. Margaret Friednauer and Ron Jackson voted no. Friednauer explained her decision after the meeting. She said she wasn't voting against Seward, but for Corrette.
To respect what I believe was very valuable input from the staff and very valuable qualifications, I chose to stick with my first choice.
Assemblyman Greg said Seward was his first choice because he's the kind of person who can move mountains. When asked about his lack of municipal experience.
Well, I think that his personality is such that he's going to win over the staff, and everybody's going to want to work with him, even if he doesn't have all of the municipal experience that he might.
Lapham said Seward's Alaska background was also a plus.
He's Alaska boy, born and bred. And his wife is Alaska born and bred, and there's a connection there that we really don't worry how they're going to assimilate into the community because they've already got Alaska in their heart.
Consultant Richard Firstman is tasked with negotiating Seward's contract. Seward told the assembly during his interview that he would be able to start on June 20th. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.